This is Akashwani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. India and New Zealand have successfully concluded the historic, ambitious and mutually beneficial free trade agreement. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon announced this today. Mr. Modi today held a telephonic conversation with Mr. Luxon. The negotiations were initiated during Mr. Luxon's visit to India in March this year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the FTA between India and New Zealand has set the stage for doubling bilateral trade in the coming 5 years. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said India welcomes investment worth over $20 billion from New Zealand across diverse sectors. Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupendra Yadav has clarified that the government has no plans for urbanization in the Aravalli region and that its sole and exclusive focus is on protecting the range. Speaking to a news agency in New Delhi, Mr. Yadav said that several cities including Phulera, Ajmer, Udaipur and Bundi are already located in the Aravallis, which have been inhabited by humans for centuries. He added that the Supreme Court has defined the protected areas of the Aravallis. The minister said mining activities are not possible in nearly 90% of the area. The National Commission for Women, NCW, has launched Shakti Scholars, NCW's Young Research Fellowship Program, inviting applications from young students and researchers to undertake policy-oriented research on issues affecting women in India. The fellowship aims to encourage multidisciplinary research on key areas such as women's safety and dignity, gender-based violence, legal rights and access to justice, cyber safety, health and nutrition, economic empowerment and labor participation. The fellowship is open to the citizens aged between 21 and 30 years with a minimum qualification of graduation from a recognized institution. The last submission date is 31st of this month. The Defence Research and Development Organisation and Rashtriya Raksha University have signed an MOU aimed to strengthen the country's self-reliance in defence and internal security technologies in line with the national vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat and the whole-of-nation approach during Amrit Kal. President Draupadi Murmu has granted assent to the Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India Bill passed by Parliament during the winter session. The bill subsumes all laws dealing with the civil nuclear sector and also opens it up for participation by private players. The Shanti Bill repealed the Atomic Energy Act of 1962 and the Civil Liability for Nuclear Damage Act 2010. President Draupadi Murmu has also given assent to the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Bill 2025. The Delhi High Court today issued notice on a plea by the Enforcement Directorate challenging a trial court order refusing to take cognizance of the money laundering complaint in the National Herald case. The Delhi High Court seeks reply of Congress leaders Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi on ED plea. The court has listed the matter for March 12, 2026. Several flights and trains experienced disruptions due to dense fog conditions in the national capital and NCR region today. Talking to Akashvani News, an official from Delhi Airport said around 10 flights were cancelled due to low visibility at the Indira Gandhi International Airport. The Delhi Division of Indian Railways said the movement of several Delhi-bound trains was also affected today. It said that around 17 trains were delayed by more than 3 hours. A Mumbai-bound Air India flight AI-887 returned to the Delhi airport minutes after takeoff due to a technical issue. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Civil Aviation has sought a detailed report from Air India on the incident. Former Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has criticized the Mohammed Yunus-led interim government, accusing it of empowering extremist elements, stoking anti-India sentiment and weakening democratic structures. In an email interview with a news agency, Hasina alleged that recent tensions were deliberately engineered. She claimed that Yunus has installed such elements in positions of power and released convicted terrorists from prison, adding that New Delhi's concerns about the security of its diplomatic staff were well founded. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.